Well, good day, friends. I hope you're doing well today. Today is the National Day of Prayer in the United States of America, and I'm thankful that there was a presidential proclamation declaring this as a day to pray, to seek the Lord on behalf of our nation. Well, I'm glad you've joined us today on Bible Sunshine. We are studying the book of Philippians, and we're in chapter 2. So let's pray and ask the Lord to give us insight and understanding and application from this amazing passage of Scripture. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Word of God. And we thank you for the book of Philippians. And we pray that you will open our minds and our hearts to understand your truth this day. Speak to our hearts according to our need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let me go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, and read through verse 11. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We have been looking at the supreme example of humility and servitude, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul uses this great passage, verses 5 through 11, to teach the Philippians that they need to be humble, serve one another, and therefore unified. So we understand in this passage that the example of the Lord Jesus teaches us that selflessness leads to humility, to servanthood, and we'll see today, and to glory. So we have seen in verse 6, Jesus' pre-incarnate glory. In 6 and 7, his selfless emptying. In verse 7, his humble servitude. And in verse 8, his shameful death. Praise the Lord that Jesus humbled himself, went to the cross of Calvary to die for your sin and for my sin, the sin of the world. And if we will call on the name of the Lord, we will be saved. If we put our faith and trust in Christ alone, we can have eternal life. Well, after Jesus' death and burial, there was a resurrection. And after his resurrection, there was an ascension to glory. So notice here in verse 9, after these words, even the death of the cross, therefore. And whenever you see therefore in the Bible, you look to see what it is there for. Because of all that had happened in Jesus' humility and obedience, even dying on the cross, it says then, God also has highly exalted him. So we see Jesus' glorious exaltation. God the Father was the omnipotent agent of his exaltation. God the Father is the one who exalted the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice the details of this exaltation. Jesus was buried, he rose from the dead, he ascended, he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and the Father exalted him and gave him, graced him, bestowed on him the name which is above every name. God the Father gave the Lord Jesus a superior name. There is no name like the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That name is above every name. And Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. We need to stand on that with all our hearts, with full conviction. There is no other name by which we can be saved, none whatsoever. There's no religious leader, there's no priest, there's no pastor, there's no rabbi, there's no imam, there is no world religion. There is only the name of Jesus Christ by which we can be saved. And salvation is in that glorious name. We hold strongly to the exclusivity of Christ, that Jesus meant what he said when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus has a superior and exalted name, a name that is above every name. And here is a word of caution. I often hear people, even believers, casually and in vain use the name of Jesus. Let it not be so. I remember in junior high in shop class, a young man used the name of Jesus Christ in vain. And God was working in my life to live for him. And I looked at him and I said, "I'd appreciate if you wouldn't say that. He is my best friend." And he looked at me with sort of some bewilderment. It can be a witness opportunity when people do that, but Christians should not use the name of Jesus in vain. This is a name above every name. It's a saving name. It's the name to which every knee is going to bow. So may we speak it in adoration and love and worship, and may we not use it in vain. There's another way we could use it in vain, and that's when we sing songs about Jesus and have no intention of doing what it says. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. And if I sing that and yet I'm clutching hold of my own desires and aspirations or sins, then I'm using his name in vain. May we not do that, because this name is an exalted name. And notice what it says here. In part of his exaltation, we have this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Everyone will bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he defines the various territories or areas of people and or beings like angels or demons. And he says that in each of these, they're going to bow to the name of Jesus. So Paul says, of those in heaven, those who have died and gone on to be with the Lord, they've already bowed to the name of Jesus. The angelic beings, they will bow to Jesus as Lord. And he says, those on the earth, if Jesus comes back today, takes the church to be with him, and then the tribulation period follows on this earth, and then after that, the millennial kingdom when he reigns on this earth, everyone on planet Earth will bow to the name of Jesus. What about those through the ages of human history have died and they are under the earth? Will they bow to Christ? Absolutely. Will Adolf Hitler bow to Christ? Absolutely. Will Madeleine Murray O'Hare, the well-known atheist, will she bow to the Lord Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Everyone will bow. So here is this wonderful opportunity called the Day of Grace. Bow now to Jesus as Savior and Lord. If we refuse to bow now, we will bow. We will one day confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So the glorious exaltation was from God the Father. God the Father gave him a superior name. And every knee will bow. And that's not all. It says here, and every tongue, in verse 11, every tongue should confess, should call out, should acknowledge, should agree with God about this truth, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Master. Jesus Christ is supreme. How many tongues are going to confess this? Every tongue. And what a blessing in this day of grace to be able to do what it says in Romans chapter 10. For the scripture says in verse 11, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there's no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. But now is the opportunity of grace to confess in salvation. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that you died, you were buried, you rose again. I'm bowing to your lordship. I'm asking you to save me. And we can be saved today. If we will not confess Jesus as Lord now, we will confess one day, not in grace, but in judgment. And we will confess there in total submission at the judgment of God. Now listen also to Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. My friend, if you have not called upon the Lord to save you, if you have not confessed Jesus as Lord, that is, that he rose from the dead and that he died on the cross, then today understand your sin and call upon the name of the Lord to save you. And the Bible promises whoever calls will be saved. What a tremendous blessing. So the Lord Jesus Christ has exaltation because of his humble servitude, even to death on the cross. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. And the Father, in Philippians 2:11, he receives all the glory. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It's all about the glory of God. So God the Father is going to be glorified, though the man he created in the Garden of Eden fell into sin. The second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, came and died, rose again, ascended to heaven, provided the way of salvation for us. All of that to bring glory to God. God had a wonderful plan from eternity past. And every knee will bow, God will receive the glory. So may we focus on giving God the glory. Here is the example, the picture, the frame of reference for living the Christian life, in living in humility and living in unity with other believers. Our guide and example for attitudes and thinking is not what comes natural to us. Instead, it is the Lord Jesus. Well, today for our prayer, I'd like to pray especially for the United States of America. We've been praying for other countries, and I'd like us to pray specifically for this land today, that God would send a revival by his Spirit, even through this pandemic. So join me in prayer. Our Father, on this National Day of Prayer, we thank you that in America we have freedom to put a biblical message on Facebook. We have freedom to post messages on the internet. We have freedom to buy and sell and distribute gospel literature. We have many, many blessings here. And thank you, Lord, that America has been a sending station for missionaries, as we have sent missionaries all over the world. And Father, we ask that you would have mercy on this land because of our great national sins. We ask, Lord, that you would send a revival by your Spirit to turn hearts to you. Turn the hearts of people in high places to Jesus, that they would bow to the Lordship of Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would turn back the evils of same-sex marriage, of abortion, of murder, of many things that go on today, Lord, that even are approved in some circles, but disapproved by you and your eternal word. Lord, have mercy on the promiscuity of our land and the immorality that's going on. Have mercy, Lord, on churches that have turned from your word, denominations that have strayed from the word of God, from the gospel message. Lord, send a revival among Bible-believing Christians in America, that we would not be indifferent and apathetic, but zealous for the things of God. And on this National Day of Prayer, we come to you with thanksgiving, and we come to you asking for you to do a mighty work. And Lord, may our hearts be submitted to the Lord Jesus. May we be able to say and sing, "All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give." Father, we thank you for your blessings to us, and we thank you that we can call on you this day. And we pray in Jesus' mighty and exalted name. Amen. Well, God bless you, dear friends. Thank you for joining us. I hope we'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon. Pass this on to a friend and let's gather and let the sunshine of the Word of God shine upon us. God bless you.